Yeah, Jayden, you don't want to? No? Okay. Anyway, so we are today, we heard last week that we are doing some interviews. We are interviewing our pastors and their spouses. And now that we already know, you know, Jeff's favorite Russian dictator, maybe we can ask some different questions that are not as embarrassing because there's no favorite. So with that, BJ and Nicole and Jeff and Star, why don't you come up? Okay, where are all the kids? You guys have a seat. I'll engage them for a sec here. What are with the Seminoles? Come on, guys. You don't want candy? Lawrence, what's up? You know, whatever is left, it's going to go into me. Anyway, okay, kids, are you ready to answer a question? I'm going to give you three options, okay? You might want to hold on because it's a question about your parents. Okay. So, Jeff and Star, you've been married. Yeah, you are married? Still are? Awesome. So, kids, how long do you think Jeff and Star are married? I'm going to give you three options. 5 years, you go over here. If you believe it's 18 years, you go in the middle. If you believe it's 43 years, you go over here. Okay, so you think it's 18? Jeff, is that correct?
That is correct.
Well, good job. Why don't you get some candy out? You get some candy too. And then I'm sure the parents are okay if they can eat it now, right? Yes. Your parents all said yes. So while you wait, we're going to answer some questions here. And you guys have the chance to ask one question to Jeff and Star, okay? Who wants to be the spokesperson? Who wants to ask the question later? You do? Okay. I'll ask you when we are ready, okay? All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. And while we're talking about the length of your marriage, why don't you tell us about your first date?
Okay. First date. Interesting, huh? Yeah, it is interesting. So, it's very interesting. So, I think the first what I would classify as date, what we would classify as date, was not really expected to be a date. We knew each other very well for like a year, I think, prior to that. Just being at in a college and career group, right? Because I had my career in lumber delivery that I was working on, and so I qualified to go to the college and career group. Why are you laughing, Jayden? And anyways, so we knew each other in a friend setting, right? The things that we did, we hung out together. And but there was a Sunday afternoon as we kind of got to know each other more, and I'd had some opportunities to have some conversations with Star and realized, wow, it's really cool that I can talk with Star. And we discovered that there wasn't this awkward, we come to a place where now what do we say, what do we talk about? We could go as long as we wanted to go talking about all kinds of things. And so I thought, you know, I'm bored this Sunday afternoon. I wonder if Star's doing anything. So I called her up, and I lived out in Gold Bar in a house that I'd bought. And she was in Mukilteo living with a host family there as she was going to school. And so she answered, and I asked her if she was doing anything. And she said, well, I'm just going through some papers, you know. But I took that as, you know, she's filing, doing some stuff. And so I took that as, she probably, you know, she's busy. She probably doesn't want to get together. And so I'm like, oh, okay, never mind. You know, never mind.
It's, I'm like, no, I'm just going through papers. That's all I'm doing. I'm bored.
So I was like, oh, okay. Well, I was just wondering if you wanted to hang out. She's like, yeah, why don't you come over to my family's house over here? And so I came over, and she must have had a little time to think about it on my way over, because we wound up, anyways, in that afternoon and evening had probably five different things that came together that each could have been these dates, basically. So I came over, and she's like, hey, you want to shoot some hoops for a little bit? They had a basketball at the house there where she was staying. And so we went out and started shooting hoops, and later on she revealed to me that that was actually a test because she wouldn't even consider somebody if they didn't have some kind of athletic ability. She had a list. I didn't know about the list until afterwards. I'm like, wow, how did I make it through that list? Basketball is not my sport, but apparently I was able to compete enough to make it through that one. And then we, because it was Michael Teal and the waterfront was within walking distance, we just walked down to the waterfront and, you know, talked, had more conversation, and that was just, again, experiencing that, being able to communicate just really easily with each other, and it was enjoyable. And we came back to the house about dinner time, and the family that was there, the wife had just decided out of the blue to just make this huge, almost Thanksgiving feast-level meal that she'd all the fine china, everything. And she said, hey, you know what? Jeff's here. Does he want to hang out with the family and enjoy this meal? So I did that. So we had this wonderful meal and got to meet the family where Star was living. And then after that, at the kind of wrap-up of the meal, the dad said, hey, this is the first night you can really see the Hale-Bopp comet, and there's a lunar eclipse. We should all go out and watch the stars tonight. So we all went out on the porch and just spent a couple of hours watching these incredible light shows in the sky. And then about then, it was like, hey, you know, why don't we watch a movie? So then we watched a movie, which was The American Tale, wasn't it? You know, Fable. Check it out on Netflix. It's a good flick. So anyways, that kind of wrapped up our evening. Looking back, we were like, wow, God put together all these different really cool things to just help. It was after that we started to go, maybe we should consider, could we be more than friends down the road? So
I'm going a little rogue, but I'm just curious, Star, who won the basketball game?
It wasn't a high-tech basketball game. It was most, I think, we played horse or pig, and then just a little bit of one-on-one. Yeah, basketball's not his top sport.
But I could see he was coordinated.
Can I ask you the same question? Okay, sorry, thanks. Star, I was hoping to find out, did you ever, well, we've all had bad things happen to us, so this is kind of a, did you have anything bad happen to you that later you could see turned out for good? Could you share
yes,
that?
Yes, I have more than one, but one that was very painful was a broken engagement 1 month before the wedding. Very difficult, invitations out, everything planned. And hence one of the reasons why when I first met Jeff, I had no interest at all, but I didn't have interest in anybody, so it wasn't anything directly against him. So
the broken engagement
wasn't with him. Somebody else. And I also think that's why God, how he brought about our first date was, because afterwards, I was like, what just happened? Because if it would have been direct in my face, I would have said, No, thank you. I don't want it. But God kind of went in through the back door. It's like, all I could think of is, I just had the most amazing day. So that was a very painful experience. But through it, I didn't just get somebody that was good and high quality, because the other guy actually was very good. He loved the Lord and everything. And then I didn't just get somebody who was better. I had other offers as well. But I got the very best that God had for me. And I'm so thankful that God closed that door.
Thank you, Star.
Okay. Talisa, are you ready for your question? Yeah? Okay.
When do you think I was born?
When do we think you were born?
Yeah. What year?
2000. Okay, we're going trivia here.
If you get it right, you might get candy.
Yes. Do you need three options?
Got an idea? Go for it.
Is it 2005? No.
2004?
2006.
Okay, Talisa was born 2006.
Somewhere around there.
That was a hard question.
All right, any more kids? Here's your last chance to get more candy. If you want to come up now, you can. I'm going to ask one question. We're going to shift over to the hillebushes, so you're not just decoration up here. So you guys got to tell me. I'm going to give you three options again. How many children do Nicole and BJ have? If you think it's two, stay there. If you think it's four, stay there. If you think it's 15, you go over there. Okay, you all think it's four? Do you know all the names? Who knows all the names? You do. Okay, go for it.
Hero? Uh-huh. Cam Cam, yeah. I believe. Archer, and I don't know the final.
Oh, you said you
what? What is it?
We don't know yet.
Okay. So they don't know yet. You guys,
there's, you can fill out on your connection card your votes.
Go get some more candy. Okay, who wants to ask the last question to BJ and Nicole after I ask them a little bit? Anybody? Kids?
Yeah, you can't ask them questions when you're handing them candy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should know.
Daniel,
you want to do it later? I'll ask you, okay? All right. Now that we know there's four children in your house, how did that happen? What was the first date?
We like to say 3.5, but here we go.
How does that work?
Okay, so our first date was awesome. And I did not know that it was a first date until after we were on it. because what happened was we had never hung out, the two of us, before our first date. We always hung out with our friends and in groups. And most of the time it was with my friend Hannah, and she was a little bit younger, a couple years younger than me. And so when he asked me on this date, what he said was, hey, there's this really cool place that I want to go check out, I want to go try, but it's only 21 and over, so Hannah can't come with us. So I was like, oh, okay, and then later I was like, wait, is this a date? I don't know. I don't know if this is a date. Maybe it is a date. No, it can't be a date. Yes, maybe it is a date. He played footsie with me the other day. Maybe it is a date. So anyway, I treated it as if it was a date eventually and went ahead and dressed up. And he picked me. Little did I know, I was like being lured into this whole strategic plot because he picked me up in his dad's Mercedes, and we went driving around Bellevue for a little while. And then he took me to this really nice restaurant, which had really good food. I could tell by the smell, although I never actually ate any because I was too nervous. And, well, it wasn't entirely my fault. He, like, asked all the really, like, deep questions right as I was about to eat my food. Like, they served the food, and he's like, so how do you feel about being a missionary? And I was like, that sounds awesome. I mean, it was something that I'd always considered and thought about doing at the time. He was planning on being a missionary and going to Nepal with Operation Mobilization, so he wanted to make sure I was on board for that. And, you know, good first date questions. And then he, you know, let me know that unless, you know, something happened down the road, that he was all in for this and that he wanted to see where this would go. So he didn't want to just date me. He just wanted to make sure that I was on board for, you know, writing this out and making sure. Yeah, anyway. Yeah, so I was, like, all these, like, deep questions. I was really nervous. And then he took me to his old church and he had keys too still. It was like the middle of the night by that point, and unlocked the church. And so we kind of snuck in, and he turned on music and asked me to dance. So we slow danced in the sanctuary and then took me on a drive up to this lookout point in Bellevue. It had a really beautiful view. And then we held hands on our drive home. So, yeah, that was our first date.
Thanks, Nicole. For all the youth here, if you need keys to the church, I can give you the code, okay? If you don't already have the keys. You have to be 21 or older. At least you do. Your date doesn't, too.
So, BJ, can you tell us what biblical character you most relate to?
I would say probably the two are David and Joshua. One of the names that I feel like God gave me was David. Throughout my life, there's been a couple different challenges that God has pulled me into that felt pretty intimidating, but I feel like God has always given me the strength to kind of step into that. And so both of those characters really resonate with me.
Thank you. And what about you, Nicole?
Probably Timothy. Just because I accepted Jesus as my Savior when I was really, really little and grew up in a Christian family, went to church my whole life, whatever. And then later on, started hearing other people's stories who had not been believers at the beginning and then had this amazing transformational moment and then became believers. And it started to make me feel as if my story was invalid, and kind of on two fronts. One, just because, I didn't have a cool story. I didn't have, like, some, you know, big inspirational or, you know, like, moment where I, like, made this decision and decided and, you know. And then the other part of it was that it was hard for me not to struggle with, like, well, am I really a believer? You know, is this really, you know, or did I just kind of always, I don't know, was it just the way I grew up? Or anyway, so I had this kind of conflict within myself that my story wasn't very good, you know, and then struggled with whether or not I was a real believer. And then read the book of Timothy and learned, you know, that he was brought up by a Christian grandmother and mother and had been a believer probably his whole life. Had been brought up in the faith, became a pastor very young. And I really connected with that story. And for the first time, I think God showed me that was actually a really beautiful story, that it's actually very beautiful to have known him from the time since I can remember and had that relationship with him and that I didn't have to be ashamed of that. So, probably Timothy.
Thank you, Nicole. Tim, can you open that window over there? If you sit by a window, can you open it? It's really hot up here, and maybe it's just me being nervous. Daniel, are you ready for your question? You're going to ask it to Nicole and BJ,
yeah. Okay? Do you know when your guys are going to have the baby around?
It's supposed to be July 30th.
Ooh. Wow. Very nice. 2006, right? My birthday is in July as well. Just thought I mentioned that. I might get some candy. All right. Star, what makes you feel most alive?
Well, I love nurturing and watching growth to see things visibly transform, whether that's gardening or discipleship or mentoring or just having some kind of impact on anything, people, plants, a basketball, a volleyball, whatever. Actually, speaking of basketball and volleyball, though, one of my favorite sounds is when you shoot and it's all net and it just goes swoosh. It's one of my favorite sounds, truly. And the other feeling that I really love is if you get a perfect spike and it connects so perfectly with your hand that it goes straight down. Anyway, okay, sorry. Those are some things that make me come alive. But also, whether it's weeding a garden bed and watching how much prettier it is after you're done, or getting the soil all ready and planting the seeds and then watching those new little starts come up, or whether it's investing in people who are going through a rough time or just want to grow, those things are things that I love to invest in. So,
thank you, Star. Jeff, going to transition to you. What's one of the gifts that you received that are really valuable to you, or like a great gift?
One of the probably most memorable gifts that I've received from somebody, you know, human being moving beyond obviously God, is when I was a kid. I was probably 12, maybe 13, and my dad built a couple of our homes growing up. He was a builder, and there was one time where he was building a house, and I was kind of out in the woods next to the house starting to build a fort while he was working on the house, and it was a Saturday or something, and he kind of showed me the scrap pile that I could pull from, and I'm dragging boards out in the woods and trying to figure out, you know, and I kept coming back to him, well, do you have a board that's kind of this long and looks like, and then, Dad, how do I get the, you know, I just kept bugging him all day, and he's trying to get this home built so he can move in, and finally, he just takes a big sigh. I came back for like the 20th time with a question. He takes a deep breath, and he just kind of backs to me. And then he just turns around, and he said, let's go check out what you're doing. And he walked out in the woods, and he kind of looked at my mess with, you know, nails sticking out and boards going this way and that. He said, why don't I help you? I'm like, okay. And he goes and just starts pulling lumber off of the, you know, piles that he's going to build his house with. And he builds me this amazing, like, 200-square-foot fort with a loft, you know, roof, everything, windows, you know. And just, like, you know, and he, I think we did it in that day. I mean, he was pretty quick with it. And then it was my job to paint it. It was the only thing that. But that just blew me away, and that story just continues to come up, just over-the-top, lavish love from my dad.
BJ, can you tell us what makes you come alive?
Yeah. For me, it's any moment that I just feel God moving. And so that, for me, plays out it a lot when I'm talking with someone or I'm sharing something, and I feel like God gives me kind of just this moment of wisdom beyond me, or those moments where I can see God moving in other people, just seeing transformation. Those are the things that really make me come alive. And then on a fun side note is just when I'm spending time with friends and there's that moment of kind of great accomplishment, whatever that is, whether it's rock climbing or whether it's just playing a game or something like that. But I like the moment, the feeling of I've arrived, I've overcome these obstacles and accomplished. So
I'm going to go a little bit deeper and off questions. You are known as like a strategy guy. How did that start? Like, is that something your dad is into, or?
Yeah, so my dad is definitely like a strategy and kind of salesperson. My dad could sell anything to anyone, probably. And I don't know, I never really got into the sales side of it. I sold cars actually before I came to Adventure, and I was good at it. I just didn't like it. But I think the strategy side was, like, I was always really small. My brother was literally three times larger than I was, my older brother. And then going into high school, I was really small. And so I had to find other ways, really, to, like, be, to fit in, to be safe. I couldn't just, like, muscle my way around. And so I think it just required me to think differently and operate. And so, but I tried to take some of the principles of sales and being able to read people and then try to apply that to different situations. So I guess that's where it comes from.
Thank you. Nicole, why don't you tell us one of the strong qualities you see in BJ. You don't have to limit it to one, by the way. Just saying.
If you tell me that, then we're going to be here for a long time. The one I picked out last service that I'll talk about again. I think one of the ways that BJ is really strong is that he's always led us really well in not resigning, in pursuing reconciliation between us. And so making sure, he's just a really good relational leader in our family and especially in our marriage. And just, I mean, we've had seasons, you know, of like things get hard, but like at the end of the day, I can trust him. And I can trust that he's going to lead us back into reconciliation, into, just resolving things. And he never lets things, like, build up. You know, we always take care of stuff and get back to ground zero. And I've been so grateful for that and blessed. And it used to frustrate me like crazy because I was totally the person that would just be like, I don't want to handle this conflict. I'd rather just pretend it never happened, you know, and we'll just move on from here. I'm fine. I've let it go. So, and, you know, that never really works. So I've been really grateful that God has brought him into my life to challenge me in that area and strengthened our marriage. I think it made it what it is.
So. Thank you, Nicole. BJ, I believe, you know, that beyond the strength you have, there's some strength Nicole has. What are those?
Yeah, for me, one of the things that I love most about Nicole is how she loves other people and how she has hope. Nicole's really good at just loving people where they're at and seeing them the way that God sees them. I am like a more kind of black and white thinker, and sometimes I get frustrated, and I think more in logic, but she's always reminding me of, okay, how does God see this person, and what's their perspective? And she's doing that for me, often always reminding me of who I am. And so one of the things that I love most about her is just how supportive she is in that, constantly reminding me of who I am, what my identity is in Christ is. And
Star, would you be willing to share what you see as Jeff's strongest quality?
Some of them would be that, not basketball, he's a soccer player though. Or football, that he is a man of integrity and that he is also very faithful, and that is demonstrated in our family, but also in the church and in his other relationships. But for me personally, one of the things that means a lot to me is that I noticed from the very beginning is that I feel complete love and acceptance from him. I can be my total serious self, I can be my total goofy self, or anywhere in between, and I always feel completely loved and accepted by him, and that I can be who I am, and that is such an incredible gift to give someone, and that is something Jeff's given to me, and I'm very thankful that I do get to be married to my best friend.
And Jeff, can you go ahead and tell us the same for Star?
The same thing she said to me?
No, like what her strongest quality is.
She has those qualities too. But, I think one of the probably most life-impacting strengths for me that Star has is my journey with God, and has really started in a lack of self-confidence or self-image or really understanding who God made me to be. And if he hadn't brought Star into my life, I don't know where I'd be right now. I don't know what I would think of myself. She has been an instrument that God has used in my life to call those things out and up in me. There's been multiple times in our relationship, even before dating, just as a friend, it came out. And then into our dating, courting relationship, our marriage, multiple times where I come to her, God's opening a door. He's calling me into something. He's opening up an opportunity. And
I'm looking for reasons to not do it because I don't have the confidence in myself to step into that. And I go to Star hoping that she, because I trust what she says and I really value what she says, hoping that she will support kind of my out in not stepping into that thing. And she always just says, this is what I see in you. She lists out all these strengths and why I'm called into that thing. And I walk away going, I've got to do this. I've got to do this. And so she's had my back a lot of times that way.
Well, thank you. I know it's we could probably spend hours and hours here asking them questions. It's really interesting to get to know all of you on a little different level, at least for you guys. I'm blessed to hang out with Jeff and BJ on a weekly basis at on the Elder Board, and you know, I just can tell from the congregation's hat, if I put that on, do a Kobayashi kind of thing, that we're really blessed to have you as leaders, and blessed to know that your spouses fully support what you're doing and the love you have for them. So thank you. And I know there's more questions you probably have. You can seek them out. You can invite them over for dinner or take them out to lunch. Ask them anything you want. I know one mystery is not solved. We don't know what BJ stands for. You just make that up. That's up to you. I thought one of the kids might ask, but they didn't. So with that, that's it for today. Thank you so much for being willing to share some insight of your life. It was very valuable for all of us. Thank you. And BJ, you're going to close us out.
Yeah. So just a couple of things. Thank you. Okay. what does BJ stand for?
We don't have time anymore.
I know, we're out of time. I have to close right now.
We have a meeting in a few minutes.
Yeah, if you buy me lunch, I'll tell you. so let me just end with a couple of things. First, we have an amazing prayer team. And if you would like prayer for something, or you have a prayer request, or if you'd like to just pray with someone, just come sit in the front row after the service. And then lastly, today we have a member town hall meeting that's taking place immediately after the service around 12:30. It's going to be take place in here. So if you are a member of Adventure, we want to personally invite you to that. We're going to be sharing updates about where we've been and where we're going. So let me close in prayer, and then you guys will be dismissed. Jesus, we thank you so much for who you are. We thank you for the sunny weather. And we thank you for just the testimonies of what you have done in our lives. So, Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. There is childcare for the town hall, and you guys are dismissed.